I'm joined by Karim Hendili from UNESCO. Karim, can you give us an assessment of the damage to the Umayyad Mosque in Aleppo?
Well, so far we do not have more information than what was reported in the media, which is that unfortunately the mosque suffered from damage as a consequence of the fighting which took place there. We know that fire took place there, that some parts were damaged by the fire, and also some old versions of the Quran and manuscripts were also affected. But we do not have so far a precise assessment of the situation.
Have you seen some of the videos from activists showing a very kind of charred out remains of the mosque?
Yeah, there were some videos posted on the internet, but what's important to say is that we as UNESCO are obliged to also cross-check this information with potential other sources we have in order to make sure that the information we receive is really correct, or at least as close as possible to what really the situation is on the ground. We cannot just take the information as it is posted on the internet because, you know, sometimes the videos cannot reflect the entire situation, or may be somehow oriented towards a certain message. So we have to be very cautious with that.
How concerned are you about the damage?
Well, unfortunately, the damage to the mosque comes after the very big damage to the old souk of Aleppo. It is another part of the heart of the city which is affected. And unfortunately, this the souks, the mosque within the ancient Arab fabric really constitute the soul of the city. So this is, again, very important damage. It's what has been lost in this fire in the mosque is really major loss. I mean, if we talk about among very old versions of the Quran, for example, so this is something unfortunately replaceable. So we are concerned, of course, because now the fighting in Aleppo has been ongoing for several months now, and unfortunately there is what we know through media and also through our sources, but the damage may be even bigger. But unfortunately, we cannot assess it for the moment. That's why we are working towards an assessment on the ground as soon as the security situation permits that.
But both the souk and the mosque are part of a World Heritage Site. Just explain the significance of these buildings.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Aleppo is considered by the experts as one of the oldest cities in the world. It means that it's at crossroads, of course, of many civilizations. And what's very important is that the life in the old city of Aleppo is really a very important component when we define the value of the city. The market, the souks, for example, is one of the last, if not the last, which is really authentic in the region. So this is very, very important for the city. And the mosque is part of the ancient Arab fabric, this Umayyad Mosque. It's a great mosque. In Islamic city, the great mosque is a symbol. It's a very important place. At the same time, it's the place of worship, of course. It is also somehow a place where people find a very important part of their identity. So unfortunately, in this this part of the city is very important and, of course, played an important role in defining the outstanding universal value of the city when it was inscribed on the World Heritage List. So this loss is very distressing because, unfortunately, it is the outstanding universal value of the city as World Heritage which is affected. And it's not only part of the identity of the people of Syria, it's also part of the identity of the world, of humankind.
Now, Syria is a signatory to the Hague Convention, which
yes.
is designed to protect cultural properties in conflict. Just describe what the terms of that are.
Well, what is very important, as you know, the 1954 Convention is very important because it came after a very special context, which is the Second World War. And, of course, we witnessed destruction of very, very important cultural heritage sites in Europe. Huh? Some cities were literally almost razed to ground. So it was the context in which this convention was adopted was very important, and it's still very important today. And as you mentioned, Syria is signatory of this convention. So it is very important to remind the state party of its obligation as signatory. And all parties involved, because the this convention has the particularity not only to concern the government of a country, but all parties, all belligerents involved in a conflict. So UNESCO has, from the very early hours of the conflict, reminded that and calls regularly. Try to draw the attention of the involved parties. That obligation to conserve and to protect the cultural heritage.
What kind of response have you had from the Syrian government and the rebels, if you've managed to contact them?
Well, we didn't have a direct response. And actually, when we address, we do not address the parties, one by one. It's through a statement of the Director General of UNESCO. So this statement, of course, is reachable. It's something which is widely spread. And so we didn't have response. Actually, the really response we are waiting for is on the ground to see that really measures are undertaken. Because we don't talk only about fighting. When we talk about measures, we talk also about troop movements, for example, or any other aspect linked to the conflict. Because of course, the fighting is the preeminent aspect, and of course the most difficult to manage, because when there is fighting taking place, it's very difficult to make parties adhering to this kind of call or statement. But there are many other aspects in the conflict which can be managed, and this can be done if the involved parties take these aspects into consideration.
Do you have any idea which side is to blame for the damage to the mosque?
Sorry?
Do you have any idea which side is to blame for the damage to the mosque?
Well, no, we don't have precise information on that. But the most important thing, at the end of the day, is that the mosque was damaged by the conflict. So, which party is directly involved? Honestly, at this stage is not the most important. The most important is that we have information about damage to the mosque, and what we are thinking about is how to take the necessary measures when situation permits on the ground to make an assessment and to start as soon as possible to repair whenever possible.
So, assuming that there's some sort of ceasefire sometime in the future, and that appears to be a long way off, what would you do then?
Well, the UNESCO is getting ready, and that's why we are following the situation on a daily basis to be ready to go on the ground and make an assessment. It's very important to react quite quickly, because some structures, for example, may need to be consolidated in emergency. So this is very important to be ready to react. We are trying already now to mobilize networks of experts, to mobilize funds as well. Is very important to be ready to provide a post-conflict response. And we have a special division at UNESCO which is dealing with this. So, for example, there is already an antenna of UNESCO in Libya to work on that. We have colleagues in Tunisia as well. We have colleagues in Egypt. We have even an office in Egypt. So our colleagues are really working on that. So as soon as really we can go there, we will send missions to assess the situation and then to react as soon as possible, because in that case time can be a very important factor in the response we would be able to provide.
Okay, Karim, thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
Most welcome. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Good.